Yeah, it was a little bit stressful. I thought I was in a good spot at the end of that first segment, and then Bubba just did a really good job to side draft me, and then William did a really good job to get the win. Then the next segment, we had to come from deep again, and then Hemric and Priest had their issues there, and you know, we took tires to set ourselves up for the final stage there, and then I just didn't. I mean, I feel like I did a good job through the gears and stuff the last 10-lap segment, but when you're the leader, they can just time you, so it makes it just difficult to maintain the lead. But we were able to get back by a tie. I was worried I wouldn't be able to, but somehow, some way, we got it done.
Were you worried going into the final stage that your chance had passed, or were you just like thinking, okay, now I've just got to get it done? Because you were way out ahead at the end.
Yeah, I mean, I knew I had the best car probably in that race, and then it just, yeah, we just didn't do a good job as a team all race. You know, I allowed Bubba to get to my inside at the end of the first stage. Our pit stops need some work before the All-Star race, so we did everything we could to give it away, but somehow it just worked itself out. You know, I think we had a fast enough car compared to the guys we were racing with to get it done.
How much pressure did you feel building up to stage three after it hadn't quite worked out the other two?
Yeah, I mean, it's always, you know, pressure packed, you know, for those 50 laps or whatever it is. So, yeah, I mean, we had two green-white checkers, and then that final 10-lap deal was pretty intense. So, you know, with crashes and photo finishes coming down the end of the first two segments there, that was pretty wild. So, hopefully the fans enjoyed it.
What did you think of that kind of racing out the windshield? Was that, you obviously would have been like to be out front, but was that fun to watch, as much fun to watch for you as it was the rest of us?
Well, I mean, it was just the green-white checker, really, that made the racing exciting. Other than that, it wasn't anything special, I didn't think. It got really spread out the first stage. You know, Hemric was going to easily win it had it not, you know, been for that caution. And then, you know, towards the end of the second one, the 88 and 41 were close, but the 41 was never going to get by him. So, honestly, I didn't think it was exciting. But other than, you know, the green-white checker, which any package is going to be exciting if you give us two laps to get it done.
Do you feel like with your experience, this is just what you do? You go out, you know, and you make sure you win one of the stages, that you were pretty much had experience in doing that and the other forms of racing you do?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm young, but I've been racing enough. And right. I've been in that, you know, B main a few different times and have missed it and have made it. So, you know, I really just was kind of just, I don't know, even keel about the race. I wouldn't get too worked up. But yeah, just I would have been mad if I didn't make it.
Good job. Good luck. Good
next. Thanks.
A couple weeks ago, we saw your wife, Caitlin, show off her shotgunning skills. Have you come through the field, win the million, you go show off your beer shotgunning skills?
I've maybe finished like two beers in my life, so probably not.